Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, it's Deb Hill and my devotional is called What's Your Default? Often we have to make a decision about a default on our computers or phones in regard to passwords, browsers, etc. Annoying in the moment, but usually helpful in the long run. That default choice then becomes the norm unless we change it. A default is a pre-selected option, or it could be failure to fulfill an obligation, like pay a loan. Sometimes our default option leads to a failure default when we lean on our own understanding and wisdom. I want my default to be seeking God's wisdom in my choices and decisions first, instead of charging ahead in my own wisdom, only to stop down the road when I've hit a roadblock to say, "Oh, by the way, God, what would you do?" My dad was often wise and instead of offering advice would say, "If I were doing it, I would fill in the blank." In other words, you're not doing it wrong, but here's a way that might be better. In the same way, God doesn't force himself or his wisdom on us. Sometimes he lets us reap the consequences of our choices so that we will learn to seek him first. But he is always lovingly waiting for us to reach out to him. How do we gain his wisdom? Pray, ask for it, read scripture and commit it to memory, and be obedient. Here are some practical scriptures about wisdom to ponder. James 1:5, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Proverbs 3:7, "Don't depend on your own wisdom. Respect the Lord and refuse to do wrong. Then your body will be healthy and your bones will be strong." Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." Proverbs 3:5-6. James 3:13 asks, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." Our actions will reveal how wise we are, and humility will also reveal godly wisdom. If we pray, study scripture, and are obedient to it, he promises to make our path straight. No running into detours or roadblocks then. Isn't that a great promise? Let's set our default to God's wisdom and acknowledge him in all we do. Thanks so much for listening today. Have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.